With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Oil prices are retreating as there is now more evidence that there may soon be a resolution to the war with Iran. Republicans in several southern states today pressing ahead with an election year redistricting effort. South Carolina Republican State Representative Brandon Newton.
This isn't about any one person. This is simply about the process of making sure the maps are constitutional and they are ones that are fair and honest and that we can use. It doesn't matter who's in the seats. These seats are not ours and they're not the congressman's. They are the people's seats, and so it shouldn't play a role who's in the chair.
And they were undeterred by demonstrators and objections to their plans to help change the voting maps in some states. Lawyers for the Southern Poverty Law Center will make their first court appearance in a fraud case.
Attorneys for the Southern Poverty Law Center are set to appear at an arraignment this afternoon in Montgomery, Alabama. It's the first hearing since the civil rights group was accused of defrauding donors by failing to disclose that money would be paid to informants inside extremist groups. The group says payments to informants helped it monitor threats of violence from extremist groups and save lives. I'm Mike Hempen.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump says that the onus is now on Iran to reach an agreement as the U.S. has put out a good proposal.
We're dealing with people that want to make a deal very much, and we'll see whether or not they can make a deal that's satisfactory to us. We have it very much under control.
And the president today speaking to reporters at the White House, and the president says that Iran would be operating in its own best interest if it were to come to terms with the U.S. On Wall Street, it's a mixed bag. The Dow's down 88 points right now. The S&P 500 up by 10. NASDAQ up by 153 points this hour. This is SRN News. A new study takes a closer look at Generation Z.
They come from the Cultural Research Institute at Arizona Christian University, and they indicate that America's youngest adults are reading the Bible more these days, and more of them are calling themselves Christians. However, a lot of their beliefs are not particularly Christian, including the feeling that biblical marriage is simply one of many acceptable options, not a mandate from God. The CRI says Gen Z is spiritually open, but far from orthodox. Michael Harrington reporting.
Southern Baptist membership sank last year to its lowest level since 1973, but the nation's largest Protestant denomination did see increases in worship attendance and baptisms. Membership fell to 3%, by 3%, I should say, to 12.3 million total. That continues a nearly two-decade decline. At the same time, weekly attendance was up by nearly 4% to 4.5 million. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason now with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Oil prices continue to slide as energy markets wait to see whether the U.S. and Iran will make a deal on ending the war and fully opening the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. crude lost $3.23 to $91.85 per barrel. Wall Street stocks have remained resilient despite the war, thanks partly to strong profit reports by big U.S. companies. McDonald's rose 4.5% after posting better-than-expected sales in the first quarter. The fast food chain says a new burger and a continuing emphasis on value helped attract more customers to its restaurants. DoorDash soared more than 10% after the food delivery company reported stronger-than-expected profits, lifted by a 33% jump in revenue from the same quarter a year ago. Whirlpool shares lost 18% after it posted a surprise loss in its most recent quarter. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
More on these stories at SRNnews.com.